there's been a lot of anger amongst the fan base. There's, you know, how long can this go on? And seemingly no answer to it. And then when the deed was done, the fans have changed. From what I've observed, I may have this wrong, but there's certainly a whole lot of sympathy for Carl Fletcher, the person, Carl Fletcher, the human being, in fronting up to this so publicly. So I think, yeah, there's a great deal of sympathy for Carl. And when you look at it in hindsight, was he the right man for the job? What man at that age is going to turn down the opportunity, if handed to him on a plate, to be the manager of a league football club? I don't think too many players would turn down that possibility. And one other interesting thing yesterday is that he hinted that with whichever club in the future, he may consider a return to playing. Now, it was, what, a year ago when he played his last game and he was asked if that was it. Would he be solely concentrating on managing? And his reply, remember it so plainly, was that, yeah, my legs have gone. Was he just making that statement to keep further questions at bay?
It's an interesting one to look at there, and the question on fans' lips at the moment is, who's next? Now, we know Argyle were looking for a director of football, and they no longer seem to be doing that. Who are the names and runners and riders looking to be the new boss?
Do you know, I hate, absolutely hate speculation. And I try not to get in broad with it because, you know, with the BBC, we would rather work in fact, wouldn't we, than idle gossip and speculation. There are lots of names going around at the moment. One of those is Keith Hill, who is a former Plymouth Argyle player, and everybody's saying, oh yes, he loves the club, he'll come back. I just wonder whether somebody who's had quite a nice little payout from a Championship club would immediately think, well, I must go to League Two and continue my business there. With the payoff that Keith Hill got, he's certainly in no rush financially to get another job. There are lots of names in the frame, but here's an interesting point. You mentioned the director of football role, which it wasn't the best. Let's be honest about this, because Plymouth Argyle were interviewing managers, those who have managed, and they were being asked, it transpired at the director of football interviews, to take a position where they would have no immediate say over training, over team selection, over scouting. Now, that would be a huge stand down for someone of so much experience to become a director of football and not use all that knowledge and skill set. So that's out the window now. We are looking, as James Brent told me last night, for an experienced manager. Now, it's our understanding this morning that an appointment will not be made before the Port Vale game on Saturday. Any game would be crucial for Argyle, being the next one, but Port Vale, who are chasing automatic promotion, and incidentally, they were a side not long ago, like Argyle, into administration. And they've managed to come through that, and by the virtue of the league position, successfully so. We were told yesterday that Roman Larrea, the current number two, and Kevin Nanskeville on the coaching staff would take the immediate day-to-day running of the club. Now, at that time, whether I was reading too much into it, day-to-day, to me, that would be overseeing the training and any other business matters that come up before an appointment was made. But just going back to that director of football interview process, I just wonder, because of those interviews that took place, has the board of Plymouth Argyle already met its next manager?